This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Actress Cheapo Chung plays Mary Magdalene on AD, The Bible, on NBC this Easter Sunday. Hello, Cheapo.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing? Thank you for having me on your show.
All right. So this Sunday, for The Bible Continues, you're playing Mary Magdalene. What is that like?
Well, it's pretty astounding character and role. It's been a huge challenge for me, really, because she's an absolute enigma. You know, being offered a role like this is being offered a mystery to be solved, because she's an iconic character and everyone thinks they know who she is, but no one really knows. So I've had to do a lot of research to come up with my interpretation.
The executive producers are Roma Downey and her husband Mark Burnett. What was it like working with them?
Well, I was really pleased when I first saw the casting breakdown when I was first auditioning for the part, and they described Mary as a leader amongst men. And I thought that was, you know, really brave that they wanted her to be someone dynamic and that they called her a leader, which is difficult in the Bible because the Bible's very much dominated by men. But finding a way to lead as a woman, you know, working with someone like Roma Downey, who is a fantastic and inspiring leader, she's quite a remarkable woman. So there's no doubt she has her interpretation of the Magdalene in her mind. But they were not forceful, but they did want her to be feisty.
Yeah, feisty's good, right? For an actress, that's something to chew on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very difficult and dangerous world that we're working in AD, The Bible Continues. It's very violent. There's a lot of crucifixion going on. There's a lot of persecution going on. And there's a lot of very sort of brash and bullshy men about. And to find your place as a woman in that society is difficult, but she has feist, no doubt. I mean, there's this one line from I think it's John 19, which is the scene where in the Bible itself, when Mary goes to the tomb and she says, she thinks she's talking to the gardener, and she says, "Where's the body? Tell me where it is, and I will get it." She says, "I will get it." She will go and collect the dead body and take it home. I always found that line in the Bible absolutely astounding. What kind of woman would do that? And that's what she's willing to do while all the guys are basically hiding. And that's really the root of her character. I had a great time with Mark and Roma. They were around very much setting up the show at the beginning. And I think the day before we started shooting, we all went to a chapel together. And Mark very sweetly got me to read John 19. And I absolutely, absolutely fell in love with that chapter.
Well, now you were also on Doctor Who, which has a tremendous following. Do you still people recognize you on the streets of London for that show?
Yes, I think that's where I get most of my fan mail from, is from Doctor Who. And it's very funny because I was on Doctor Who twice, and the first time I was on the show, I was under like 3 inches of blue prosthetic makeup. But strangely, there are people who will recognize me off the street, off my face, because I guess the prosthetic mask was based on my face. But I always find that hilarious that they can recognize me as a creature. Yeah, I was insectoid, blue insectoid, but very cute. Chantho, she was very, very cute. And then I came back another time on Doctor Who as the fortune teller who was on the dark side. So I played a goody and a baddie on Doctor Who.
Now, you speak with a British accent. You were born in Tanzania, spent time in Zimbabwe. What kind of voice do you use for Mary Magdalene?
Well, I think most of the, a lot of the actors are from Britain, and I suppose I speak the Queen's English. I was brought up in Zimbabwe. I'm from Zimbabwe, essentially, and we're an old colony. And then I trained at RADA, which is the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, which is a very classical school. So I suppose I received my pronunciation at RADA. I think you'll be hearing mainly in AD more British accents, but with you know, some variation, but generally British. I guess that's the classical sound.
Absolutely. And by the way, you have this other show, Fortitude. Are we going to see that in America later this year?
Fortitude is actually, I think it's on at the moment on Pivot TV, which is a new cable channel, Pivot TV. And I think it must be on about episode 8 right now. So it is actually screening at the moment. I'm sure you can find it.
All right. Thank you so much, Cheapo. All the best.
Thank you so much. Please have a good Easter and enjoy the show.
With actress Cheapo Chung of AD, The Bible, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Oh, America. weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Peak performers in any field maintain a high degree of self-confidence. How can you improve yours?
Watch your labels. For example, when you experience defeat, how do you label it? Do you think of it as a failure or a setback?
Many people tell themselves that they lack the ability needed to reach big success. Nobody else has to count them out. They do it to themselves.
But you're a winner. When you experience defeat, you won't label it as a failure. Most importantly, you won't ever allow yourself to feel defeated. Nope, you'll double down. You'll work even harder to reach your goal the next time out.
You'll constantly look for ways to improve your performance through preparation, concentration, skill, and execution. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Some people think the Hells Angels are a barbershop quartet. They think they heard Show Us Your Zits. Much as we hate to categorize, this is not biker material. Real biker or something else? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Real biker or not? A lid in Colorado? Nothing to do with marijuana. They only trying to help identify here. If they think chaps are English dudes. If leather bags are found only on old men. If the best riding jacket material is made from wool. Or loud pipes save cash. If they think their lever on a motorcycle handlebar is the emergency brake. They can't possibly be bikers.
Crazy.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.